there's a story in the paper yesterday about people who use these power tools for massage, for back massage, and all different kinds of things. And now there's strength coaches and trainers who are using these Black and Decker products because they're way cheaper than the ones that you would get on the market. It says here in the story, the first one they cite is this massage specialist in California. This guy was looking at getting some device for his clients, and it was $3,500. And so I'm not,
some medical piece of equipment.
I'm not doing that, this massage device. He bought a $100 cordless jigsaw, filed down the blade, covered the point with a hard rubber stopper, and he uses that device daily to work on painful hips and stiff upper backs for his clients.
Just go down to hardware sales, grab one, fix it up.
He says in 5 minutes, I can get about 30 minutes of work done. It says here the popularity of massage is rising along with the price of electric gadgets for it. Some do-it-yourselfers are raiding garages and Home Depots and turning power tools into turbocharged robo-masseurs. The strength coach at a college in Hartford, Connecticut, uses a jigsaw with a lacrosse ball pierced and epoxied to its business end for limbering the limbs of the school's varsity athletes.
Kind of, you know, vibrate and loosen things up around the area if things are tight in there.
He said, you know, we were looking for that device online. It was like $600. So he opted to hack the saw, and for $60, he said, you know, I'm at a Division III school. We don't have a lot of money. So this is what I use, and it works.
Medical by Makita.
In Michigan last year, Rothbury, Michigan last year, there was a music festival, and they had all these different booths set up with different things that you could get and sample at these booths.
Dr. DeWalt.
And one of them was a massage table. And they had staff members there dressed like Rosie the Riveter. They were working in shifts, and they were giving very short car buffer massages to concert goers. A retired Toronto police detective.
Oh, that's the spot right there, baby. Yeah. That feels good.
A retired Toronto police detective was so intrigued by his CrossFit gym's car buffer massager that he experimented on his body's sore spots with a half dozen tools in his home machine shop. The most effective one, he says, is a pneumatic power sander whose scratchy surface he replaced with a lamb's wool bonnet. He says the pad spins in a circular motion, but the shaft also spins on its own axis, which gives you this dual action. It's this really nice
That's sort of the vibration you're getting out of it. Yeah.
Now, a spokesman for Dynabraid, which makes this sander, says he was surprised to hear of someone massaging himself with their products, some of which are used in industrial finishing for tractors and motorcycles. He says some of our orbital sanders, they're around 12,000 RPM. That could cause abrasions, even contusions.
Yeah, this is not going to go well. I think we're going to get some stories, and I can't believe it's news because somebody's trying to, like, massage parts of their body they shouldn't be with some kind of power tool, and the old adage of Black and Decker pecker wrecker is going to come into play, and it's going to be true.
This hasn't stopped the University of Cincinnati men's basketball team's director of strength and conditioning. He says, no, not for my team. I got 4 Black & Decker random orbit waxer polishers, and we use them all before the games on the players.
Have you ever been to, like, a chiropractor where they got that little gun that, and it's got a little knob, a little plastic knob, a rubber knob on it, and it kind of knocks your spine into place and stuff? Hey, just go down and get a rotohammer, you know, a little light-powered rotohammer.
So if you're looking for something for dad for Father's Day, you get him one of these orbital sanders, and it can, not only does it sand, but you can also use it on the back or the knee or whatever it is, because apparently plenty of people are doing that these days. Our Father's Day prize package includes, we got something dad will like. How about a walk-behind mower, a self-propelled walk-behind mower from Carl's Mower and Saw, a little getaway to the Lopez Islander Resort with airfare from San Juan Airlines. whale watching from San Juan Cruises, and a whole lot more. We're going to do some qualifying a little after 6 o'clock this
morning. Sure beats a sander.
I bet you after this segment this morning, we're going to have some guys who are going to go out to the garage and try some stuff later on today.